phone lines are open at 221-1402. On News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is Carl Bott, and welcome to our show here on Monday, a snowy Monday on the 15th of December here in beautiful Reading. You know, every time that Linda and I leave the state, something happens. Last time we came back, 800 fires were going on in the North State, right here in Shasta County, 800 fires. And I thought, well, you know, doesn't look like fiery weather, but probably safe to leave. We come back this time. The utility rates are going up. We have a $3 million, you know, budget cut that we're looking at cutting people's jobs here before Christmas. We've got budget problems in the state. And worst of all, if you look at the number of comments, is we have three girls in the Anderson Kentucky Fried Chicken who were taking a dip in the parts tub of Kentucky Fried Chicken. What do you think of that? Well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a whole lot of things. But first, I'd like to introduce our producer, Kelly Frost Jr.
Hey, good morning.
I don't know. What do you think about them parts from Kentucky Fried Chicken?
That's great. That's just great.
It looked like in that tub there's a lot of breast and thighs.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true.
Okay. I guess that's where they belong. And, of course,
I was going to say something, but it could be really gross.
Yeah, I know. And, of course, my soulmate here, Linda.
And that's why. Hey, it's great to be back. Do we want to explain where we've been for a little bit?
Well, we got a wedding present. As some of you know, that we were married, it'll be a year ago, January 1st. It'll be our first anniversary. And my sister and brother-in-law offered us gave us a trip to the Caribbean as a wedding present.
Actually, British Virgin Islands.
Well, that's in the Caribbean. So I was close.
You were close.
I was close. So we were doing that, and for 8 days, no cell phones, nothing. And I learned about a rum drink called Painkiller, and it absolutely does. In fact, I felt no pain. In fact, I just started to feel pain when I came back, and it was 35 degrees, and I got off the plane. I have no socks on.
Well, you know, actually, we did pretty well because it was a 47-foot power cruise catamaran, and there were four small staterooms with bathrooms in it, so we had our own space. But we were with a couple couples that we didn't know. And yeah.
All from the South. They're all from like, y'all.
I'm telling you, that was, you know, are you fixing to get going yet? Everything was all about this. And you know what?
Let's make a picture.
You started to drag your words.
Well, it was probably because I was doing painkillers. I was dragging everything. Hey, North State and Reading, we're starting the first week of our new show here. And we're going to be on daily from 8 to 9 every day, Monday through Friday here. And as we've said countless times, is that this is not just our show. It's your show, too. This is about what you want to talk about. This is the subjects that hold a great deal of interest to our citizens here in the North State. And we go from Corning all the way up to north of Shasta Lake. And if you've got something you want to talk about, you know, this is the place to do it. This is just our venue. We just provide it. If you don't like what we're talking about or you just think it's time to change it, well, then you do change it. And just like Kelly, just changed what I'm doing right now because he just made that
little break sign.
That little break sign. So, hey, this is Carl Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Our phone line's here, 221-1402. When you get back, we're going to talk about Walmart. We're going to talk about people shooting dogs. We're going to talk about a lot of things. Join us on the other side. Hey, this is Carl Bond. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, you know, I saw something in the paper the other day. They were talking about something that was said on our show. And every day when I finish a show, I say it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Well, the person that wrote it took it to mean that if you didn't agree with me, you're a bad guy. And that's absolutely not true. I don't care if you're conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican, independent, black, green, white, purple, or chartreuse. I don't care. When I say it's the good guys against the bad guys, it has to do with doing the right thing. It means taking responsibility for your actions. It means taking care of your family and your community, preserving those freedoms that we have fought for so long and that are slipping away from us sometimes. And be willing to change your life, alter your life to do the right thing, to protect our freedoms and to take care of your family, to take care of the responsibilities that you have. It's not anything about politics. It's about doing the right thing.
Like John Wayne.
Or Sean Penn. It doesn't make any difference to me. It's either side. And those are about as opposite as you can get. It's about doing the right thing, taking responsibility. It's about, and the only person knows if you're a good guy is you. I don't know if you're a good guy. And the one thing we tried never to do here is judge people because, hell, we could get judged right out of here if people were really nasty or if we're nasty to people. And it doesn't pay. It's not right. So when I say it's the good guys against the bad guys, you know if you're a good guy or a bad guy.
And
which are you?
Yeah,
it's up to you. So I just wanted to kind of clear that up about it. It has nothing to do with politics here. Anyway.
That's food for thought there. I mean, really, because it's like at the end of the day, when you look yourself in the mirror, you know who you are. Only you really know who you are. And the rest could just be farcical.
Farcical. Is that like mojito? Farcical. Every time you say
mojito, honey,
mojito.
We just came back from
mojito.
Mojito.
That's what it was. That was next to painkillers. Yeah. It was one of my favorite times down there. Anything to do with rum. Okay, somebody said, what doesn't go with rum? Gin. You can't mix rum and gin. It doesn't work. Okay, let's talk about Walmart. Then we're going to talk about dogs and people, and we're going to talk about rate hikes. We're going to get going. All right. How big is Walmart? And I don't know. Maybe you've seen some of these things that are flying around, but
at Walmart, Americans spend $36 million every hour of every day. 36, count it, 6 zeros after that.
Yep.
36 million buckaroonies every hour, every day.
Well, they also, that comes out to about $20,000 of profit every minute. And they're going to sell more from January 1st to St. Patrick's Day than Target sells all year. It employs $1.6 million people and is the largest private employer. And most still can't speak English. Walmart is the largest company in the world, sells more food than Kroger and Safeway. And during the same time period, 31 supermarket chains sought bankruptcy, including Winn-Dixie, which was big down south, y'all.
And so is Kroger.
And Piggly Wiggly, but Piggly Wiggly's still going down there.
As is
Hiram Teeter's down there. I mean, that's kind of a big place, too.
That's a weird
approximately
name.
3,900 stores in the U.S. of A., of which 1,900 are supercenters.
Hiram Teeter's.
Hey, if you haven't gone and shopped at Teeter's in Wilson, North Carolina, you haven't lived. And do you know that 90% of all Americans live within 15 miles of a Walmart? So my question is this. Why don't we let the big three and the banks go to Walmart and take a loan out from them? I mean, why not? Let them bail out Ford and Chrysler and all that. And by the way, I have got some. Tomorrow we're going to talk about Ford. We're going to talk about just what our car industry and just how are they good or are they bad. I tell you, some of the new facts and figures are going to be very surprising to a lot of people. And you're going to hear them tomorrow about just how good our cars are compared with others throughout the world.
Let's go to the phones.
Daniel, good morning.
Well, welcome back, you slacker.
Yeah, that was. Wait a minute. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to take another painkiller. You keep talking to me like that. What's up, Daniel?
Well, you know, you were talking about good guys, but you kind of pushed my button on those big three bailouts. And the first thing is, I don't think it's constitutional for Congress to be spending the money the way it is because that has nothing to do with our national security or our infrastructure or things like that.
Uh huh.
But, you know, good guys and bad guys, you know, there's a lot of those bad guys out there that probably considered both you and me a bad guy. So, you know,
Well, you know, that's true, but
it's,
you know,
it's all perspective.
It is perspective, but that's why I say, you know, you're the only one that knows if you're a good guy or a bad guy. To me, taking responsibility for your actions is so huge. And when we don't take responsibility for our actions, it leads to other things. And one of the things it leads to is what happened, even though it's a I don't think it's a front page event, there's a dog shot in the neighborhood. Now, whose fault is that? The person who shot the dog or the people who let their dogs run loose? You know, we go back to responsibility.
I can tell you, if a dog came into my yard and I thought it was a threat, it would be in doggy heaven.
Well, there's a lot of people that think that. There's other people who say, oh, why don't you just go back inside? You know, the dog can't get inside. Well, you know, I think, well, we're going to talk about this in a little bit. But anyway, what else you got,
anyway,
Daniel?
Well, that was it. I just wanted to welcome you both back. And,
Thank you.
Hope you had a magnificent trip.
Well, you know what? It was something that, like I said, it was such a nice present for my sister and brother-in-law that they couldn't come to the wedding. They were gone. But something like that is it was thoughtful of them, and it gave us a chance to kind of kick back before we start our daily grind here.
But you know what we discovered, Daniel, was how kind the people are in the British Virgin Islands. We had a wonderful experience, and you know, you would think it was crazy, a holiday, airport time, but it was a beautiful experience. And you know what? It was great to see people who celebrate Christmas. I can't begin to tell you the airport in Tortola, the San Juan, Puerto Rico. We had a 4-hour layover, so we went down into the square, and it put Union Square in San Francisco to shame. Unbelievable, the celebration for Christmas there, and that was really great for us to see that and come back to Sacramento and go, where's the tree?
I'll just say this in closing. You know, that's the reason for this particular season. You know, there's other religions that have their holidays, and we don't take offense to that. So, a big Merry Christmas out there to everybody, and God bless you all.
Thanks,
Daniel. Thanks very much. You know, we've got to take a quick break here, but I'm glad you introduced that, because I want to talk a little bit more about Christmas and what's going on with our country. And we're going to be talking about that in the next couple of weeks. But this is Carl Lindebot here on Free Fire Radio. We got people on the phone lines. Hang on. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Carl Lindebot here on Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Chuck, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Well, welcome back. I guess we got you a nice sunny welcome back to Reading for you guys.
Oh, I tell you what, I got off the plane on Saturday night. I mean, this is after travel. I mean, after like 10 hours of flight time, and I'm wearing these kind of light trousers that you wear on boats and my boat shoes, and I go out and it's 35 degrees and no socks. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm sorry if I can't extend all that much sympathy. You guys are out doodling around on the Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
I wish you'd brought about 50 gallons of those painkillers back with you. California's going to need them.
Well, I tell you what, when we've come back, we've looked at these things. We're looking at everything from, like when we talked about the parks girls, to higher electrical cost and now diesel, which I think you want to talk about.
Yeah, this is a huge problem, not just directly but indirectly. Directly, the California Air Resources Board has decided that California is going to lead the way in reducing carbon emissions, and there's a whole other argument about the causes of climate change and whether it actually exists. The biggest problem is the fact that 8 unelected people sitting in Sacramento have suddenly decided that they are going to dictate to businesses, schools, and just the general population exactly what they can or cannot drive. There are provisions in these new regulations that are going to break trucking businesses. They are retroactive. It's not like, okay, the new trucks are going to come in here in 2 years are going to have this, that, and the other thing. That's bad enough. But what you ought to do, if you can, is do a little investigating and see just how much of an impact these retroaction regulations are going to have. I'm very active in a local school district, and some of the regulations that we saw coming down the pike are going to cost tens of thousands of dollars per bus, And not only that, the buses are going to use huge amounts of electricity every night just to clean the filters that they're talking about retrofitting on the buses.
Well, it says, I think that nearly a million vehicles right here in California are going to have to be replaced or retrofitted with those smog traps that you're talking about, filters or some kind of clean.
But it's not just people that, and businesses that live here. The regs say that if a truck comes in that's based in Illinois and is going to come and make a delivery in California, they've got to be compliant.
Well, you know who's going to pay for that, Chuck?
Well, one of the things that's going to happen is there will be a lot of truckers that just say, sorry, California's not on our list.
Well, they're going to say that, or what they're going to do is they're going to bump the price up to fix their truck. So what we're talking about here is not just clean air technology we're going to talk about that's going to gut some of our industry here, but they're going to pass that on right to the taxpayers and to the consumers, because why wouldn't they? If it's going to cost me $12,000 to fix my truck, guess what? You know, you're going to, if you want me to deliver produce or you want me to deliver, you know, parts to California, I'm going to pass that on to you.
Well, and that's the huge impact. The longer term, more scary aspect is the fact that these eight unelected bureaucrats are able to do this, and we as Californians have no recourse. I would like to see an initiative begun that would give California voters the voice they need when CARB and some of these other bureaucracies make decisions that turn our lives upside down and threaten to bankrupt our entire state.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, Chuck, we've got to take a hard break right here, but, you know, in the trying to be fair on this, they're saying is that, you know, there's programs out there that people can get loans to help fix their vehicles and everything. But
well, how about a say in it first?
That's true.
That's my biggest gripe.
Yeah, that's
okay.
True.
If 51% of the voters said, okay, let's do this, that's fine. But eight people out of California's millions,
You've got a great point here, Chuck, and thanks. Hey,
all
thanks
right.
for the phone, and thanks for welcoming us home here. And I tell you what, let's get together sometime. We can meet sometime, and I'll show you what a painkiller is.
Oh, very good. Take care, my friend.
All right, take care. Hey, this is Carl Nabod here on Free Fire Radio. Hey, join us on the other side. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. Again, you know, we had a phone call. Let me make it clear. Painkiller has nothing to do with drugs except alcohol. And it's a couple of different types of rum and coconut juice and, gosh, but I don't know what else it is. But
light rum, dark rum.
Okay. But that, okay, relax, everybody out there. It's nothing to do with illicit drugs. It's legal drugs of alcohol. Hey, you know, one of the things too is that we talked about, you know, is the raising of the electrical rates here in town. And there's going to be, plus I think there's also going, and they're talking about a $3 million budget shortfall. And they're going to be a city council meeting tonight. I believe, Kelly, is that right?
Oh, yeah, it is tonight.
And it's,
where is
what
it?
Time
what
is
time?
It? Do you know?
I don't know the time. I'll look it up.
Okay, let's look up the time, because this is the time to go there, because there's been a lot of people talking about, why do we need to start cutting jobs? Why do we need to start laying people off? Why do we need to not have public safety and priorities like that? Why do we need to start all that without taking a look at it? Again, is there other ways to gain this $3 million?
One of the things that we love to brag about with our joy in living in Reading is that our electrical rates have been so low compared to our friends that live in Sacramento or other areas and have to go through PG&E. And we're very happy to have the electrical rates being as low as they have been. But however, many people will be affected by this. And we just want to remind you that the energy audits are free. So please, now's the time to schedule one.
Yeah, they'll come out there, take a look at your house, see different ways for you to cut back on your energy costs. And, you know, we had a little get together last night, a bunch of guys, and we were talking about it, and we were talking about the differences in the cost between PG&E and Reading Electric Utilities. And if you read, a lot of people are really, really fired up about this thing, about raising the cost. And they're saying, but if you look at the comparisons, it appears that PG&E customers pay a lot more than we do. We look at people down in Sacramento is one thing, but up here, people that live outside that city region have and with comparable houses are paying a lot more. Now, does that mean, you know, but it doesn't mean you give everybody carte blanche as we have the banks, and we want to talk about that. You know, we give them $700 billion, and what have they done with it? Are they saving people? No. But what about, you know, before you give people the right to raise rates 8% for the next 2 or 3 years every year, is where's it going to? You know, is it going to the fact that because of the change in the cost of electricity, like the cost of natural gas has gone way down, but we have long-term contracts, I think. So I think that that can be explained away. But I guess we've also lost the contract for the hydroelectric power, which is really cheap, and which is one of the reasons that the cost of energy is going up. I don't know if people are excited about that or if people even care. But if you start looking at I look at blogs just to see interest. You know, I look, okay, this one's got 27, you know, comments. This one's got 150. Well, the interest on budgets and electricity rates rising and a $3 million deficit in our budget here in Reading, you know, that one drew like 26 to 30 comments, and the girls in the parts sink drew like 150. So I don't know. Does that mean, is that more?
Well, which
what are we interested in here?
Which one? Well, okay. I'm not going to say which one.
I know. Well, you know.
Which piques your interest a little.
Well, pique my interest is any time that I see that our city is raising rates or they're cutting services, I want to know why. So this week we're going to have some of our, hopefully get some of the city council members in here to talk to us about it. You know, from both sides, ones that want to cut it and ones that want to hold off for 6 weeks and let's talk about another way to raise money. You know, do you want to not hire police or do you want to lay off 14 employees? You know, some of the questions was, well, how many deputies does a division head that's in the city need? Some of them have 2 or 3 assistants. And do they need 2 or 3 assistants, or is this something that before you start letting firemen go or don't hire police, you know, should we kind of maybe let assistants go and let the division heads kind of pick up the slack there? It's just like everybody else. Anyway, about your Christmas thing.
Yes.
Well, I you know, that made me think, too, is that we went down and, because we had a long layover, we walked around downtown.
Church
in San Juan.
State.
Yeah, it wasn't even church. You know, Puerto Rico is, you know, of course, a heavy
Catholic
nation. But they had all types of things out. And then here's what I don't understand is, and there's a lot of things, obviously, I don't understand. But why are we so afraid to say Merry Christmas? Why are we so afraid to offend somebody? I mean, I have Jewish friends. They don't care if we say Merry Christmas. They even put up, you know, they put up Christmas trees and stuff like that in their businesses. You know, the thing is you come into our country, and it's like we're ashamed of it.
Let's talk about, speaking of coming into our country, let's talk about the fact that when we left Portola, we had to pay $20 each for an exit tax.
Well, that may be, and we were talking about that. You know, you talk about exit taxes for everybody that leaves that country. You know, do we charge exit taxes when exit fees when people leave our country?
Hello?
Could be a good way to raise a few, you know, billion dollars a year. Maybe we should have that here in Reading.
Was it an
if
exit?
If you come into our town before you leave, it's going to cost you $5.
No, but really, was it an exit tax or was it a tourist tax? I can't remember.
It's a departure fee. That's all it was. It went to the government and it was $20 a piece. So, but anyway, going back to this is that, you know, when we come back to our country and, you know, we're the bastion of freedom in the world. We always have been. And all of a sudden that you have people saying, oh, I'm sorry, we can't say Merry Christmas because we're going to offend a small percentage of people.
Well, let me offend on.
Well, we're going to say Merry Christmas here because I really don't care. It's our show. And we'll say Merry Christmas all we want. And if it offends you, I mean, okay, you can tell me and I won't say it to you again. But it's the fact is that
it goes back to
the responsibility again where people are so afraid of being attacked or being sued for what they believe in. And does this harm somebody to say Merry Christmas? Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You going to talk to me about budgets?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I just want to blast off for a few minutes. I'm kind of concerned with Kurt Starman, the city manager.
Yeah.
Looking at the wrong items here. this cutback of police and fire at a time when the economy is going in the tank?
Yeah.
Isn't that the time we need more cops on the beat?
Well, it looks like we just had a pizza place robbed and
exactly,
a few other things happening. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was one of my thoughts. Now, the other thought is the building industry has gone in the tank. Do we need the planning commission employees on the job? Do we need the permit people on the job? Do we need the building inspectors on the job? Isn't that the area we should be looking at laying off? I haven't seen any of that. But they're talking about the essential services of police and fire that we will need in this bad economy. I mean, of course, I'm not going to say people are going to burn things down because they don't have any money, but who knows?
Well, you know, the thing about it is that, to me, public services, you know, the first responders should be the last ones cut.
Absolutely. This is, I mean, I'm sorry, but it looks like the inmates are running the institution here.
Well, you know what? This is one of the things we're going to try and get Kurt on the show this week so he can talk about it, so people can ask him questions that don't make it to the city council, because I know it's hard to believe, but there may be some people out there in the North State don't listen to our show, one, and don't know about it tonight.
I don't believe that, Carl.
Well, you know what? Thank you, John. And by the hundreds of thousands of emails we get, I'm sure that there are, but there are a few out there that may not know about the city council. But we have a lot to say about it. Why not show up tonight and say, hey, let's cut something else. Why are we doing inspectors when we need a policeman out there or a fireman?
I think that is an excellent idea, and I'll be there, but it's tomorrow night.
Is it tomorrow? And I thought it was Monday night.
Oh, Tuesday night.
Well, I thought I saw on the paper it said Monday. Is it Tuesday?
They're having a special meeting tonight, but normally it's on Tuesday.
Yeah, I know. It usually is on Tuesday. But, hey, before the show's out, we're going to have that nailed down.
I'm sure we'll have the information.
Hey, John.
The other side of it, though, is I just want to emphasize that I think that people, I mean, the city employees that are involved, I'm sorry for them, but with the building industry, those are the ones that we should be looking to cut back, since the cutback is in that area.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, John, thanks so much for the phone call.
Merry Christmas. Goodbye, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Got to take a break.
Hey, we've got to take a quick break here. We've got phone lines lit up. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Call us on the other side.
Good morning. You're listening to Carla Linda Bott, News Talk 1400 KQMS. 35 degrees out. It is 8:45, and we're talking about city council. Let's go to the phones.
Gene, good morning.
Gene.
Hello.
Hello, Gene.
Yes. They said that there was two callers ahead of me, so I was waiting for the two callers.
Oh, no. See, because we needed to get that time out to everybody, because we ask for people to respond to us and they come right back in, you all go to the front of the line.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I just wanted to say to the last caller that there was a list of planned and cuts, not things that they had already come up with. And a lot of those were across-the-board cuts, and so I want to encourage everyone to read the paper, because they did have cuts in the planning and in the building department and all through. And I wanted to add this. I think this is where Ken Murray really comes in, because he knows the inner workings of what's going on in City Hall, and I really appreciated his wisdom and insight in all of that. So
he might
be a great one to have on.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. And Ken's written, I think he's writing articles for the paper now about that. Rate increase and other things. But tonight at the city council meeting, it's going to open at 5:15, but the open session is going to begin at 6:30 tonight. And tonight they're going to be talking about the budget at 6 p.m. Tomorrow night in the regular meeting at 7 p.m., they're going to talk about the rate increase with REU.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Jean. All right, bye.
Kim, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back, you guys.
Hi, Kim.
How are you?
I am great.
Merry Christmas.
It is okay to say Merry Christmas.
It's okay with me.
Yes, and you know, I don't know. The America is the envy of the world. Everybody wanted to live in America, yet they don't appreciate American.
Yeah, it's kind of.
I don't get it.
Well, it's kind of funny, you know. People talk about, oh, you know, America has done this and this. We're so bad. Yet, I don't see people breaking down. People trying to go illegally into Pakistan or Russia or or England, places like this, you know, like they still do. Even people that, that say they don't like what America does, still there's a percentage of their countries that still want to come here and live here.
Exactly. And I'd like to talk about Veteran Cemetery.
Absolutely.
And we, last Saturday, we placed a wreath on each grave. And I tell you, old guard writer, patriot guard writer, and the people in a public community, people had come and give us a hand.
Yes.
And we were ahead of a schedule. When you have a chance, go out to Igo Veteran Cemetery to just look around how beautiful it is.
Well, we're going to put some photos on our website this week of that. And I tell you, that was one of the things we really regretted missing, was that we weren't in town to be able to help with this like we did last year.
You know, I have a photo by each process. And so I think I'm going to get all these photos to Bob Belangi, and he's going to put it on, I think, like a video.
Yeah. Well, Bob does fabulous work, and he'll do that. But Kim, you know, Kim is the one that organizes this and pushes it through. And we just want to thank you from our veteran community, Kim, for what you've done.
A lot of people's effort.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
And we have Anderson Rotary, West Reading Rotary, and Super Walmart. Come at the big time. We're supporting this.
Walmart. largest company in the world.
You know, they do so much and they get very little recognition.
Well, they do. You know, they get hammered a lot, but you know what? They need them. Hey, Kim, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You and
Merry Christmas.
Home.
All right. thank you.
Bye.
Charles, good morning. Charles, good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Charles.
Yeah, I want to... Hello?
Yeah,
yes.
you're on.
Your phone system's getting buggy.
Oh, I can't believe that.
But at any rate, I want to get your thoughts on the Park Service plan to take down all the emergency radio towers up on Shastabali. There's some guy running the Park Service out of Whiskey Town that wants to take down all the emergency radio towers up there.
Well, that doesn't sound like a really good idea, does it?
Oh, I think it's rather stupid.
Well, I tell you what, that's... okay, now this is from the Park Service, the California Parks, or the National?
I don't have the article in front of me, but I mean, there were a bunch of meetings at the city council chambers last week about it.
Okay, I think it's the feds that are doing this. So
yes.
I tell you what, thanks a lot, Charles, for giving us a call, because we're going to check into this one, too, for this week, because one of the things we're going to talk about is ideas for our shows and anything that people want to talk about, things like this need to be brought out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Park Service is to pull down all the transmitters and the
right.
feds. Great. Hey, thanks a lot, Charles.
Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Hey, this is Carl Lindabad here on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We've got to take a break. Join us on the other side. Hey, this is Carl Lindabot. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Okay, we've got the phone lines backed up, but here's something we're starting new this week. Fridays at 8:15 in the morning, it's going to be the Angry Citizen Rant. That means you've got 2 minutes, you call in, you've got priority, and for 2 minutes, you can turn it loose on anything you want to talk about. You want to talk about rates, you want to talk about politics, you want to talk national, you want to talk local, you want to talk about your boyfriend, your girlfriend, or your dog.
Keep it clean.
Now, how do you get this? You write to us at our website, freefireradio.com. Go to freefireradio.com. Tell us what you want to rant about. Or you call us at 530-241-2682 and tell us what it's about. We'll get back to you. Make sure you give us a way to get in touch with you, though. Give us a way to get in touch with you. George, you got 30 seconds.
Hey, this water quality control thing that's coming in, there's a meeting, I think, on the 18th or 19th at the supervisor's thing. And what you're talking about on this septic systems and what have you, you're going from probably $6,000 now, you'll be up to $30,000 or $40,000 on septic tanks and repairs of existing septic systems.
Yeah, this happened while we were gone also, I believe. We're trying to catch up on this. I mean, I can't believe everything that's happened in those 10 days we were gone.
Boy, it's a bummer, I'll tell you. They've tried this before. Water quality control out of Sacramento's tried this before, but it's not gone through before, and I hope it doesn't now, because it's going to put the whole community, this whole northern state, out of business.
Okay, I tell you what, George, this is going to be a subject we're going to talk about this week also, then. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Henry, good morning.
Yeah,
30
good
seconds.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, what are you doing here instead of in the islands?
Well, I ran out of room.
Uh-oh. Say, the subject I wanted to talk about was this rate increase. I haven't heard anything about the upper echelon in the city of Reading, as far as the budget's concerned, taking a cut. You know, they draw from 90 to 150, 60,000 a year.
Yeah.
And yet they want to raise rates during a period of time when the country's in a recession.
Well, you know, I think part of that, Henry, is the fact is they've lost that contract for that hydroelectric. And,
I understand that, but by the same token, before they raise the rates, they should cut other things. We haven't talked about cutting other things first.
Well, you're absolutely right, and this is why people need to be there tomorrow for the rate increase at the city council at 7 p.m. Let's find out what's going on. I'm going to be there tomorrow.
Well, my feeling, Carl, is this, that if these people vote for an increase without cutting other things, then we should start an immediate recall on all the councilmen that did.
Hey, I think that is an idea that the time may have come. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Sky, 30 seconds.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, on this Shasta-Baldy thing, this is National Park Service that's playing this silly little game. Don't research it yourself, but let's get Wally Herger in on this, because this is right in his alley. This is what we pay him for.
That's a good idea. That's a great idea. Okay, Sky, thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, remember, rant of the week, the Angry Citizen Rant at 8:15 Friday, but you got to get to us through freefireradio.com, our website, or call us at 530-241-2682. And I just think that there's enough going on around here with septic tanks, with everything. Except, you know what? You know, that happened while we were gone, too. And if the gentleman calling was right, going from 6,000 to 30,000 makes a big difference. And what about having people use solar when they're getting into it? Hey, anyway, this is Carl and Linda Bott. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Merry Christmas.